She was 26 years old. And her name was Cheryl Strayed. Cheryl, though she was not trained, though she had no prior experience whatsoever, did something that she probably shouldn't have done. And you shouldn't do either. But what she did was she hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, some 1,000 miles, beginning at the Mojave Desert, journeying all the way up into Washington State. And she did it alone. There were times in the journey she was hungry, times in the journey she was thirsty, times in the journey she was lost, confused, bewildered, in terror. But she did it. And she told herself as she began this journey that there's one thing I will not do on this journey. I will not be afraid. She said, you know, I've been afraid my entire life. I've been told my entire life, you should fear. It kept her down. But what she came to realize was that she had to change the story. And that would no longer be her story. Her story would no longer be one of fear, but it would be one of, I can do this. I will succeed. I can overcome trial. And I will be able to make this journey. And because she changed her story, and because she began to tell herself, I will succeed, and I will not fear, she did it. 1,000 miles. And after she finished the journey, she wrote about it in a book called Wild. And a movie was also produced from that book called by the same name, where Reese Witherspoon, maybe you saw it or read the book, starred in it. Last Sunday, as you came into church, you were given a rock. And that rock I held up as a symbol of what it is that's weighing us down, what it is that's in the way of our relationship with God. And I challenged us last week to begin to name the rock. I said, name one thing that's weighing you down, one thing that's keeping you from reaching your potential and reaching the truth of your relationship with God. Did you name your thing? What'd you do with your rock? My rock's laying right over there, the base of the cross. One guy, well, it was my brother, he was coming into church and he said, what am I supposed to do with this? Throw it at you? To which I said, well, you probably have every right to do so, but I'd ask that you don't. And he didn't, thankfully. Someone shared with me that they put their rock on their desk at work and they called their rock intolerance. Because at work, they're not very tolerant. And they're asking to grow intolerance this time. Another shared with me that they were at a family meeting, and in this family meeting, there was a difficulty that was brought forward. And someone in the group who had been to Mass here said, you know what we need to do? We need to get our Bible out, and we need to look up this difficulty that's weighing us down. We need to see what the Holy Scripture says about what it is we should do here, because that's what we were encouraged to do in the preaching. Another shared on Facebook, I read, that they had so many rocks, they didn't know where to start, and they didn't know if God would ever be able to help them to lift up all the weight of their life. Another, and I saw several others do the same, but one that I knew simply tossed their rock back in the basket outside of church, to which I said laughingly, you know, kind of, that's your rock. You're supposed to keep it. It's yours through Lent. And they said, I don't want that old rock. To which I thought, you know, I wonder if that might be true for others of us, that we don't want that old rock. We don't want what it is that's weighing us down. We didn't ask for it. We don't want it. You know, God really does care about us, though. God cared about us so much that he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. And his son, Jesus Christ, really does want to help lift up what it is that's weighing us down. He wants to help to transform it. No matter the fear of our life that we might be experiencing, God knows our fear. No matter if it's a rock that we say, I don't want that old rock, and we just toss it back, God still wants us to be able to find the strength to be able to reach in and pick up the rocks, pick up what it is that's weighing us down and have it transformed. No matter how many rocks we feel like we might have in our life, or no matter whether we feel like God has been there for us at all, God really does want to help to change us and to transform us into his glory. God wants to do it so much that he gave us his son, and we see in this gospel the power of transformation. As three disciples, Peter, James, and John, were led up onto the mountain, and there on that mountaintop, they saw something they had never seen before. Jesus transfigured. His very identity was showed to them on that mountain. He showed them what he's going to look like in his Easter glory. And Peter was so elated with what he saw, he said, let's stay here. Let's not go back down there. I want to stay here in this glory, so let's build three tents. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And then something else wonderful happened. A cloud came. And from that cloud came a loud voice that said, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. And the disciples were afraid. They were so afraid that they bowed before Jesus. They fell prostrate. And I can imagine them kind of hiding their heads, you know, in their hands. And it was at that that Jesus reached out and touched them. And he said to them, do not be afraid. Rise, he said. Get up and let's walk. You know, God really does care. He cares about us. He cares so much for us that he gave us his son, Jesus. And those same words that Jesus spoke to the disciples, he speaks to each of us. Rise. Do not be afraid. Pick up your weight. Walk. Be transformed. Did you know that the words, be not afraid, is the most common command in the entire Bible? 70 times in the Old and the New Testament, we hear the words, be not afraid. The now St. John Paul II made those words, be not afraid, the motto of his entire pontificate. Of the entire time that he was our Holy Father, 31 years. It's even said that he had those words written on his private apartment wall at the Vatican. Be not afraid. There are stories of him waking up in the middle of the night, and at the end of his bed he had a crucifix there with the corpus on it. I can imagine much like this, and he would see that crucifix, and he would be worried or concerned or anxious about something, and he would also see those words, be not afraid, and he would simply say, I'm not going to fear. I am not going to fear. It's your church, Jesus. It's your church, God. I give it to you. And he rolled over and went back to sleep. You know, God really cares. St. Augustine says that fear is the enemy of love. St. Joan of Arc says that I will not fear with God on my side. Psalm 27 says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? And 2 Peter 5 says that with the Lord there is no anxiety or no fear that we cannot overcome. You know, God really cares. He really wants us to be able to pick up the rocks and the weights of our lives, to turn over our anxieties and our fears to him. So how do we do it? This week I'm going to invite us to do something. And that is to take those words, "Be not afraid," and make them your own personal spiritual motto. Make them your words. Write them down. Put them on your bathroom mirror. Tape them to the steering wheel of your car. You know, make them your screensaver in your computer. Put them in your Bible. Put them somewhere in your house where you're going to have to trip over them and walking out of it. And every morning, pray those words. Every noontime, pray those words. Pray those words when you are afraid at work. Use those words when you're walking out your door. "I will not be afraid." Use those words when you're in the midst of a family situation or a spousal relationship that's weighed down and you need for it to change. Be not afraid. Use those words when you're up against something in society that culturally you know is wrong and you want to speak up and you want to say something. Be not afraid. "I will not fear." Use those words. You see, what we got to do is we got to begin to change the story of our life. We got to begin to change the story of our faith that has said to us, perhaps, "You cannot do it." You have to say, "Oh, yes, I can. I can do it. I will not be afraid."